Welcome to Get Right for Sunday, a podcast designed to help you prepare for Sunday and beyond. I am Pastor Wright, and each week I have a conversation exploring the Bible readings for this upcoming Sunday. Join us as we discuss how the lessons are applied to our daily life in Christ. Welcome to Get Right for Sunday. I am Pastor Wright, and today I am joined by a special guest. It is Brooke. Welcome to the podcast, Brooke.
Thank you.
You want to introduce yourself? You want to tell the whole wide world anything spectacular about yourself?
My name is Brooke. I'm in the eighth grade, and I don't know. That's about it.
Do you like spaghetti?
It's okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
It's not like the superfood?
Yeah, I know you think it's the superfood.
It is the superfood. You can eat it anytime, any day, any meal, cold or hot, and it will be refreshing and rejuvenating.
I'll pass.
No, you won't. It's the greatest food.
My sister likes it more than me.
See? I told you. There we go. Okay, so today you're going to help me look at the gospel reading for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. It's an interesting text. It's a parable that Jesus tells us. And he begins by saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard." So obviously, they're to pick grapes. They're going to use these grapes to make wine. And this owner needs help. So at the very beginning of the day, he hires some people. And then I think it's like four more times he goes out into the marketplace, into the town to hire more people. And he goes all the way up to the 11th hour. So a workday is 12 hours. And he hires a bunch of people at the closing of the day. And then he promises the first guys that he will pay a denarius, which actually isn't that much, but money's money. And then when it comes time to pay everybody, the master says, "Pay the people I hired last first." And so the guys that only worked an hour, they go up to get paid, and they get a denarius, and the other ones get a denarius. And then the guys that were hired first, who worked the full 12 hours, they get paid a denarius, and they grumble. They grumble, thinking that they should get more. Brooke, do you think they should get more?
No, I think that's what they signed up to get a denarius, so why would they need to get more?
But they worked more.
Yeah.
The other guys just worked an hour.
Yeah, but they still knew what they were getting whenever, even if they worked that full day, they worked that full day knowing that they were going to get that. They just want more because the ones who only worked an hour still get that.
So do you think that's fair?
It's not really fair.
Why not? Because you just said that they're getting what they agreed to.
Yeah, they are, but it's not exactly fair because there is a 10-hour difference of how long they worked. But it's not like unjust for them to not get more because that's what they signed up to get.
I think that is an amazing statement. It is not unjust. This is a statement of justice, getting what you deserve. And you just made the point that they got what they deserved because they agreed to it, but you think it's unfair.
Well, it kind of is unfair because they only worked 1 hour and they're getting paid the same that people who worked 12 hours got paid.
Okay. No, I'm with you. So think about this, being in line and seeing everybody get paid this amount of money, but you know you did more. Do you think you should get more? Just you personally.
I don't know. I'm very, with money, I'll take whatever I can get.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I'll take that. I think I would expect more and then be horribly disappointed if I didn't get more. I don't know if I'd grumble, because I did agree to it.
Yeah, I'd expect more, but I wouldn't be that disappointed because I still got money.
Okay. So the master of the house says something that's really interesting. So you got these guys complaining, and he says, take what belongs to you. Oh, friend, am I doing you no wrong? Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you. I choose to give the last worker as I give to you. And I love this statement. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? This changes things, because who does the vineyard belong to? The master. Who does the money belong to? The master. And they've already made this agreement. So he really can do anything he wants. And that statement, will you begrudge my generosity? Which is a horrible statement, because I agree that they did more work, and more work deserves more money. And out of generosity, the master gives those who worked last the same. That's just a little frustrating. And then on top of that, now it looks like you're a bad guy because you expect more. And now you're begrudging, you're complaining that the master was nice to other people. How does that sound? Does that mean that, is that not a little frustrating on a couple of levels?
Yeah.
Because who's the bad guy now?
Because, yeah, the master kind of is the bad. Well, no, you feel like you're the bad guy because you're mad about someone getting more.
Right. Yeah, and the more I think about this, and it's hard because, again, I think if I worked 12 hours and I bore the heat and the work and all that, well, I think I would expect more. And then now when I complain, I make the other people look bad, and I make the master look bad because now I'm whiny and selfish. And that doesn't make me look good because I'm getting what I was told I was getting. And this is hard because this is all earthly stuff and this is all material stuff. And when we apply this, as Jesus does, to the kingdom of heaven, we have this promise of forgiveness. We have this promise of life everlasting. And this is applied to anyone who believes. Brooke, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13? How long have you been a Christian?
Since I was very young and heard of what God was.
Okay. So let's just do for 12 years. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am a whopping 43 years old. Am I old?
Yes.
So I've been a Christian longer than you have. Should I get more heaven than you?
No.
Why not?
Because we both believe in God, and we both pray to God. Even though you have been a Christian longer, it's still, we both love God the same.
Ooh, I like that statement. And I think that that's a big statement. And when we think about this, we, as people in general, we like to compare ourselves. Am I better than this person? Or do I do more? Or am I better in the sight of God because I do this, do that, go here, so on and so forth? And we really are kind of like the people of the parable. When we try to quantify, that means we try to measure our good works, the things we do for God, as if that earns us a special place in heaven or earns us more heaven, more eternity, more love, more whatever. But I really liked what you said. Just because I was born earlier, I was baptized earlier, I heard about God before you, because I was alive before you, does that mean I have any less or any more of what God promises?
No.
Okay, so is that fair?
Not exactly.
Are you calling God unfair?
No.
I will. I think God's very unfair.
Well, I don't really know.
Well, he's giving you the same as me. And I think I do more than you in the church.
Well, yeah, you definitely do more. And it is unfair that you don't get, well, that we get the same amount, even though you do more. But at the end of the day, we're still going to get all of God's love, and we're still going to get heaven and everything.
And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that statement. And the reason I say that God's unfair is he's unfair for our benefit. Because I'm a sinner, you're a sinner, right?
Yeah.
So what does our sin give us?
Not much.
It gives us one big thing. It starts with an H.
Heaven.
No. That's what salvation
hell.
Is. Hell. There we go. So our sin gives us hell and eternal death, eternal damnation. We've earned this all by ourselves. We were talking about Cain and Abel. We're talking about Adam and Eve, sin, and that's what they brought into the world, and that's what we suffer in. So we deserve hell and eternal damnation. We deserve the wrath of God. That is what we have earned all by ourselves. But what does God give us? Does he give you hell?
No.
Notice I didn't include myself in that.
Oh.
We both deserve hell. But does he give us hell?
No, he gives us forgiveness.
Why?
Because he's great.
Absolutely. And that's unfair. And it's called the Great Exchange. But he's unfair for our benefit. He does good things even though we don't deserve them. We're kind of like the people that show up at the 11th hour. And we only work a little bit. But what do we get?
We still get heaven and all that.
Absolutely. And so when we say that God's unfair, he's unfair for our benefit. He loves us so much that out of his generosity, he's going to give us forgiveness. He's going to give us heaven, eternal life, the resurrection, all the good things that he promises ever since Genesis 3:15, all the way through the Old Testament, all the way through the New Testament, all the way to eternity. And this is the good news, right?
Yeah.
Gets you excited, right?
Yeah.
You're happy, right?
Yeah.
You're thrilled, right?
Yeah.
You're going to tell everybody about this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do that a little bit more excitedly. Yeah.
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 Woo.
Okay. Well, I think this is a fascinating text, and I loved your answers because you put us and all of humanity in our proper place. We have nothing to offer God, but he still bestows the gift of heaven. And this comes through faith. We believe that Christ died for our sins, forgave our sins, and the work of the Holy Spirit brings us into this faith to live in this trusting life so that we get to have that promise, regardless of when we come to know, trust, and understand God's great gifts. Well, you got anything else you want to say about this text? Anything that jumped out at you?
Not much.
Do you liked it?
Yeah.
It was exciting?
Yeah.
Well, is there anything, I'll give you the final word, anything you want to tell the world about this text, school, church, you?
This place is great. Thank you for having me.
Brooke, thank you very much for being our guest today. Thank you for listening to Get Right for Sunday. I know that your time is valuable. And of all the things that you could have watched or listened to, you have chosen to deepen your biblical understanding with Get Right for Sunday. Would you take a moment to give a 5-star rating of this podcast on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast platform? This actually helps others to be able to find Get Right for Sunday. Again, thank you for your time, your prayers, and support.